wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Hello and welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy here at the Church of Stop Shopping. ICE, the Immigration Police, and the New York Police Department, and paramilitaries probably of all kinds. Who knows? They're up there roaming the streets of New York, and we're down here. We've been driven underground. Down here in the triple-level basements beneath New York. Up on the surface, the heating planet is deeper and deeper into the sixth extinction. We love the Earth. We miss it. We still think that the Earth has plans for us. We want our loving of the Earth to keep us alive. Help us stay in touch with each other down here in the caves. We imagine animals and plants. We draw them on old letters, hand them off to underground postal service people. We look at the ceilings of the old concrete subway tunnels and we wonder, just past this old concrete are the roots of the trees above us, with the communicating, the pulsing roots, the secret Morse codes they have. We find ourselves in a damp, underground, well, we're making ourselves a speakeasy here without a dance permit. And we're making music pick up old smuggled instruments we find here and there. And we play and we play and we play. And then we pause and we look up again. And we know we need to surface and wreck an oil refinery.
Together if they have some kind of enemy?
Yeah, for example, trees talk to each other. Yeah, for example, when a little insect stitches the bark, the tree feels a pain. Yeah, and it hurts him, and so he pumps, for example, a little poison in his bark to kill the beetle, but he also warns the species around, its neighbors. And he don't think just at himself. The tree think at his neighbors, at his friends, at his brothers, sisters, and he warns it. Yeah, I say he, she, but it warns with a gas. But a gas is problematic because when you have a windy day, the trees, which are besides the wind side, they didn't get any warning. And so trees are connected by the roots. And where the roots don't reach, we have a fungi network underground. A fungi network which work like a wood wide web. There we get, yeah.
wood wide web.
And yeah, it's, scientists speak several years from a wood wide web because the whole forest is connected. And through this wood wide web, through this fungi network, there are news sending all to all trees. And when an enemy approaches the forest, all trees know what to do. You can measure that. It's working partially electrical, like the internet.
And this, I just have to say it again. This is not fiction. This is something.
No. That's not Lord of
the
Rings.
This is based on research.
It's easy to go straight to science fiction, go to a sci-fi adventure story that we are beneath New York, down in the labyrinth of subway tunnels and sewers, getting away from Trump's soldiers. Well, they are here. Our community, the Church of Stop Shopping, we're looking for safety. We're looking for a way to take refuge. We sheltered asylum seekers from West Africa, young husbands and fathers who journeyed 5,000 miles, believing in Lady Liberty, seeing her lift her torch on the horizon before them. And then they came here, and the mayor said that they were destroying New York. Well, we took them in. And we're glad we did. And now they have blended into many different destinations that are better equipped to host them. And we need to regroup, find a new place. X, Meta, Google, they're all banning signals, communications from people like us. We have to find a new way to call out our message. I hope you're hearing me now. Like birds in a forest with the racket of species, they find a way to make their call, their song, be heard. They find a space in the radio dial to make a clear signal. And underground, escaping the soldiers, you know, what would we do? Bang on a pipe? Or invent some sort of underground walkie-talkie system? The trees with their roots inspire us, the pulses of messaging that go out to families and descendants and parents. We must evolve a way to talk and listen. And we will be ready someday to climb back up into the daylight when the way is clear. Earthaluya.
Yeah! Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. In Congo, nearly 3,000 people were killed in Goma last week, according to early estimates provided by the UN peacekeeping operation in eastern Congo. The fighting between M23, a rebel group that the UN says is funded by Rwanda, and Congolese armed forces resulted in the rebels' capture of Goma last week. Millions have died in the past 30 years in Congo, where ethnic tensions and fighting over access to land and mineral resources have erupted into several wars. Though most fighting has stopped in Goma in recent days, the city's capture by M23 rebels has raised fear of a broader war between Congo, Rwanda, and their respective allies. Russia's military used a drone with a high-explosive warhead to hit the former Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine on February 13th, damaging the protective shelter that prevents radiation leaks. In a post on social media, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the damage significant, but said there were no signs of increased radiation at the plant, the site of the worst nuclear accident in history. Emergency crews swiftly extinguished the fire. A Kremlin spokesman has denied that Russia attacked the plant. The structure that was damaged was designed to seal in vast quantities of radioactive isotopes from the fire and meltdown in 1986 at Chernobyl's reactor number 4 and was intended to last generations. A new Colorado State University study of the interior United States has found that tree ranges are generally contracting in response to climate change, but not expanding into cooler, wetter climates, suggesting that forests are not regenerating fast enough to keep pace with climate change, wildfire, insects, and disease. As the climate becomes too warm for trees in certain places, tree ranges have been expected to shift toward more ideal conditions. The study analyzed national forest inventory data for more than 25,000 plots in the U.S. West, excluding coastal states, and found that trees were not regenerating in the hottest portions of their ranges. More surprising to the researchers was that most of the 15 common tree species studied were not gaining any ground in areas where conditions were more favorable, indicating that most tree species likely will not be able to move to more accommodating climates without assistance. Gustavo Cañas Valle, an ornithologist and birding guide, stumbled across a cave full of hummingbirds nesting and roosting together in Ecuador's high Andes. He documented 23 adult birds and 4 chicks, all of the subspecies Chimborazo Hillstar. Mr. Cañas Valle's discovery may be the first documented example of hummingbirds that nested and roosted communally. Mr. Cañas Valle explored the region and found 6 other examples of hummingbirds nesting and roosting together. Of the 74 total nests documented, 82% were living in groups. Taken together, these findings imply that the birds were actively choosing group living over nesting alone. A recent study in an animal model provides direct evidence for the role of the vagus nerve in gut microbiome-brain communication. Researchers observed that mice raised without any gut bacteria, known as germ-free mice, exhibited significantly lower activity in their vagus nerve compared to mice with a normal gut microbiome. Notably, when these germ-free mice were introduced to gut bacteria from normal mice, their vagal nerve activity increased to normal levels. The study also identified specific substances produced by the gut microbiome, such as short-chain fatty acids and bile acids, that could stimulate vagal activity through particular receptors. These metabolites activated different groups of neurons in the vagus nerve, each with its own unique response pattern. This activation extended to neurons in the brainstem, demonstrating a clear pathway for gut-brain communication. The research indicates that the gut microbiome regulates certain metabolites that activate the vagus nerve, enabling the transmission of chemical sensory signals from the gut to the brain. It's been a long-held belief that absolute or perfect pitch, the ability to identify musical notes without reference, is a rare gift reserved for a select few. However, new research from the University of Surrey challenges this, demonstrating that adults can acquire this skill through rigorous training. Participants made significant significant progress, learning to identify an average of 7 musical pitches with 90% accuracy or higher. 2 participants achieved fast and accurate performance, with all 12 pitches comparable to those naturally possessing this skill outside of the laboratory. Evidence suggests that 2 eras of time can emerge from quantum systems, challenging the notion of time's unidirectional flow. In open quantum systems, time reversal symmetry holds, indicating that time could theoretically move both forward and backward. This arises from a symmetrical memory kernel in the equations, with a time discontinuous factor maintaining symmetry. In an average year, humans kill close to 100 million sharks around the world. In the same year, approximately 70 people will be injured by sharks. A global shark bite census has revealed that this number has fallen even further in 2024. Just 47 unprovoked shark attacks were recorded in 2024, the latest update to the International Shark Attack File, which unfortunately included 4 deaths. This was a drop of almost 1/3 since the year before, with researchers describing 2024 as an exceptionally calm year for shark bites. The majority of these bites happened in the U.S., with 28 attacks recorded across 6 states. Half of the country's shark attacks happened in Florida, where the long coastline and warm water make it more likely people and sharks will come into contact. Australia recorded 9 shark bites, while 10 other territories recorded 1 bite each. Sharks have been on Earth for over 400 million years. New research reports for the first time the widespread occurrence of biofluorescence in birds of paradise. The study, based on specimens collected since the 1800s, finds biofluorescence in 37 of the 45 known birds of paradise species, and suggests that this special glow is important among males for hierarchy and mating displays. Researchers have made a breakthrough in the development of lifelike synthetic materials which are able to move by themselves, like worms. Scientists have been investigating a new class of materials called active matter, which could be used for various applications, from drug delivery to self-healing materials. Special micron-sized particles, just 1/1000000th of a meter, called Janus colloids, were suspended in a liquid mixture. Scientists then made the material active by applying a strong electric field and observed the effects using a special kind of microscope, which takes 3-dimensional images. When the electric field was turned on, the scattered colloid particles would merge together to form worm-like structures, creating a fully 3-dimensional synthetic active matter system. And now, the sounds of extinction. In Donald Trump's first hours back in office, he signed an executive order declaring an energy emergency and convening a special committee that can decide any federally protected species' fate. Nicknamed the God Squad, the Endangered Species Act Committee is made up of cabinet-level officials authorized to let energy projects circumvent the approval process. One section of the order states that the long-standing Endangered Species Act cannot be allowed to serve as an obstacle to energy development. And hear the sound of an oil field. Thank you.
yesterday as thousands of tree people crossed the Hudson, establishing beachheads along the West Side Highway, planting trees and then disappearing into the Greenwich Village area, apparently taken in by sympathetic local residents. Police are trying to keep the so-called earthers from reaching the crowds of animal humans. Animal humans are occupying the Great Meadow in Central Park as I speak. Bird people were observed by police landing in the Bronx and west from the Far Rockaways in Brooklyn. Now, the mayor has asked the administration in Washington to declare earthers as terrorists. They want them to say that parents need to keep their children home. Bird and fish and trees. You know, perhaps the greatest problem, though, is what the police call the Bronx Zoo breakout conversions. Traffic jams are reported along the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway as motorists spontaneously stop their cars and perform like animals along the highway with their stereos blasting the sounds of forest bird calls or big cat growls from the African plains. Conversions are considered the work of wacky cults to some, but others see the old flash mob tradition run amok. Large-scale improvisatory performances. Hundreds of vehicles have stopped in the middle of thoroughfares. Families are taking bird-like positions on the roof or on the hood of the car, soaring with their arms in wing-like gestures. Now, notable among the bird performers are the police, doing the Blue Jay Boogie, using their blue uniforms to mimic the jay. It should be noted that blue jays are aggressive birds, related to shrikes and crows, and they are known for their gang-like flocking. No arrests have been reported, however. The BQE continues its conversion to a strange interspecies biohighway.
So long. This is Reverend Billy. We got to say goodbye. WRWK in Midlothian, Virginia. Want to thank you for broadcasting us, Lee, and the community there, sending our message out through the air and through the trees and across the river. Peter Wolleman, thank you for writing The Hidden Life of Trees, bringing us to trees and to the root systems and the mycelia and the fungi and all the pulsing messaging going on there. Wow. What a world. Josh Kawan Nelson singing The Tree is the Opposite of a Cop for us. Savitri D wrote that song. Savi also reports from the earth. Thank you, Savi. The Art Ensemble of Chicago, the great Russian director Tarkovsky, and the great editor of New York City, Jason Candler. Thank you for putting this 29 minutes together. You know, we are in a very rough time here, and we have to make up new visions and we have to find a new language. The earth is our number one activist. We have to read her and listen to her and be with her and learn what she wants from us as contributing participants in this idea of the sixth extinction, this great mass hyper evolution that we're a part of right now. These are interesting times. Don't think that this is just all that special and unique. There have been apocalypses in the past. People got through it. We will too. Let's be together now. Let's be in a loving, visionary community together. Somebody give me an earth hallelujah.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. Burnaby.
With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.